Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. It's good to have you here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And remember, if you subscribe this week, you still have time to get the article that I wrote about leadership lessons from Ronald Reagan. And I think you'll enjoy it. So check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget all the other things you can do there. You can subscribe. You can listen to the archives, all the different things that all the different shows that we've done are clipped into archives and without commercials, by the way. We've even clipped that out, and so that all you got to do is listen to the content. You can also listen to this show's today's show live on the internet as well as in a replay form for the next 24 hours. Dolph DeRoos is our guest. Dr. Dolph DeRoos is a friend of ours. He's been with us before. He's a real estate investor. He's been doing this for a long time, and now in addition to owning real estate himself and practicing what he preaches, he does preach the importance of owning real estate all over the world. He writes books on the topic, including Real Estate Riches, including Real Estate Investment Management, including 100 Ways to Massively Increase the Value of Your Real Estate, a number of books, and speaking, as I said, all over the world. Dolph DeRoos, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And you know, Dolph, you and I are kindred spirits when it comes to real estate. One of the things that I encourage small business owners to do is to, as early as possible, whenever they feel that they're going to be in their property, if it's any way possible, and they're going to be where they're going to be for a while, figure out how to own the real estate that their business is in. I tell them that that's what I call the stealth advantage of being a small business owner is one of these days your business may not be worth a whole lot, but if you stay there long enough, your real estate will be.
And I know you
agree with me on that.
Yes, of course, because businesses evolve. You see, if you were a business making slide rules, then they would have been overtaken by calculators, just like telex machines were overtaken by faxes, and faxes have now been superseded by email.
Right.
Largely. So if you manufactured slide rules or fax machines,
or buggy
or
whips.
Machines, yeah, you'd now be in a difficult situation, but the real estate you operated out of would be very valuable indeed.
Yeah, I've seen that so many times, Dolph. I've seen people, mom and pop started a business 40 years ago, and as you said, they were in the slide rule business or the buggy whip business, and the business might still have some value, but maybe it'd be worth $500,000, but the real estate that they bought 40 years ago could now be worth $5 million.
That's exactly right.
And all because of the amortization of the debt, the appreciation of the asset, and the improvements that they made, and the location, and all that, and so that's very important. But there is something I want to ask you about, Dolph, and that is this idea of a bubble. Sometimes we hear about the real estate bubble in the United States. Now we all know about the stock market bubble that we had back in the 90s. That basically the NASDAQ bubble that burst in the end of March of 2000. But is there such a thing as a, do you think there is a real estate bubble that may be about to burst in the United States?
Well, a bubble exists in the sense that everyone's talking about it, and a bubble may burst, but we have to figure out what we mean by a real estate bubble bursting. You see, when the stock market bubble burst, the NASDAQ and the Dow Jones and all those indices, they went down dramatically. They went down by something like 40 or 50%.
Right.
It was a huge...
Well, the NASDAQ went down like 70%.
Right. So I think it's fair to say that by anyone's terms, that is a real bubble that's burst. But unfortunately, what's going to happen is the media is going to claim that a real estate bubble has burst, even if prices only come down by 8 or 9%.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, an 8 or 9% drop sounds like a significant drop. A $1 million property goes down in value to $820,000. That sounds like a major, major drop. And, of course, it is a significant drop. Mm-hmm. But when it's seen in the light of a rise that might have only been, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years, and it's gone up by 50, 60, 70%, 100%, and then it comes back by 10%, I don't think that's a bubble bursting. In my terminology, that's a slight correction.
Well, one of the things in America, any kind of deflation, any kind of price adjustment in real estate is seen as a horrible event to happen. I mean, we all believe it's our divine right for our real estate to always go up, and that's just not the case. That's not the laws of economics, is it?
Correct. That is not the case at all. In fact, if you look throughout history, prices go up and they come down. Mm-hmm. But in general, with real estate, they go up a lot more than they come down. In fact, if you look at a graph of real estate values in the United States, you will not find a 10-year period, Jim, where at the end of 10 years, prices are lower than at the beginning
right.
of those 10 years.
Dolph, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our friend Dolph DeRoos. By the way, the interview that we did with Dolph in February is up on the website in an archive. So check that out when you get a chance. 2012, stay with us. We'll be right back with Dr. Dolph DeRoos. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Dr. Dolph DeRoos, the author of Real Estate Riches, How to Become Rich Using Your Banker's Money, and also a number of other books. Dolph, why don't you give us your website, please?
It's www.dolphderoos.com. Now, that's spelled DolphDeRoos.com.
All right. One of the reasons I like having Dolph on the show is because then I'm not the only guy with a name that's not exactly doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
I know, but you did it smart. You've got davysba.com. That is so easy to remember.
Yeah, we try to make it easy. But if they like to type, though, Dolph, if they like to type, we have a long one too, and that's smallbusinessadvocate.com. Because you have those people, you have people out there who are off their meds and they like to type, and so we make sure they've got something too. Hey, Dolph,
right.
You know, one of my favorite cartoons or something I saw probably 30 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And that's this the caption says a young man waiting for real estate prices to come down. That's the caption under this figure that's above the caption. And the figure is a man about 250 years old with a beard that's dragging around holding a cane and totally white hair and the caption, as I said, is a young man waiting for real estate prices to come down. That's a great image, and it's pretty in America. That's pretty much true, isn't it?
It's pretty much true. Prices do come down, but you know what? As I've often said, if you wanted to beat the average on the stock market, it would be difficult to do. There are many theories, of course, on how to do it, but few of the proponents of those theories are fabulously wealthy. But Jim, I'm telling you and your listeners that it is easy to beat the average when it comes to real estate. And I say that with total confidence, because the trends in real estate are much slower than the trends in just about any other market. And to give an example, you know, I'm a very keen advocate of Las Vegas right now. Las Vegas is not only the fastest growing real estate market in this country, it is the fastest growing real estate market on this planet. And it has been so for about 11 years, and I have every confidence that it will stay so for quite a while longer.
How many houses do you own in Las Vegas?
52.
You bought one a week, didn't you?
Yeah, last year, one a week for an entire year. In fact, it didn't even take a year, because at one stage I was buying, you know, two, three in a week. It became so easy, and it is easy to teach people how to do this.
And you're renting these houses to
Oh, that's
to
right,
people.
Yes.
But here's the thing: with so many houses, with interest rates so low, and with allowing more people to be able to own their homes, how are you able to rent so many? I mean, aren't people wanting to buy them from you?
Yeah, a lot of people want to buy, but here's the secret: every month, 7,000 people move into Vegas.
Yeah.
Every month, and 5,000 move out.
And the 7,000 that move in don't know if they're going to stay there, perhaps. They're just trying it out, a lot of them, and so they're just looking for a place to rent.
Well, that's true. But not only that, of the 7,000, you know, not all want to own. Some
right.
don't like owning, or some think they're only going to be there for 3 years. For whatever reason, there's still a large pool of people wanting to rent. And you're absolutely right. Interest rates are so incredibly low that many people who otherwise would have been happy to be tenants are thinking, it's cheaper to buy our own property. But here's what happens. when I say 7,000 moving in and 5,000 moving out, what's a significant number? And everyone says 2,000 because that's the difference. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it is an important number. That's how many people end up staying. But the really significant number, Jim, is the 5,000 moving out. Mm-hmm. Because those 5,000 might be moving out because of a lost dream. They thought they were going to be the world's best showgirl or showboy right. or something like that. But as, in fact, it turns out, it hasn't worked out for them. So they leave under dubious financial circumstances, and they can't continue paying that mortgage. There are a lot of people there who are 2 or 3 months behind. In fact, every day in Vegas, on average, there are 54 foreclosures.
So you're taking advantage of, you're able to move in and take advantage of that situation, which is a smart real estate deal. What about, let's leave Las Vegas, because that's a little bit, you know, Vegas and probably Los Angeles and say Washington D.C. You know, Washington D.C.'s got an artificial economy because
right.
of the government, the contractors. Let's
right,
move out
course,
in the
and all the embassies and consulates.
Right. Let's move out into Middle America. Give us some advice for those of us who live out here in flyover America.
Look, there are still great bargains. One of my favorite sayings is that the deal of the decade comes along about once a week.
And in any say that again.
What, the deal of the decade comes along about once a week. And here's the thing about that saying, Jim. If you believe that the deal of the decade comes along by definition every 10 years, then when you or one of your good listeners hears that I've just done a good deal, you'll stop looking for 10 years because you'll think I've got the deal of the decade. But if you truly believe that the deal of the decade does come along about once a week, then no matter whether I find one or you find one, your listeners are going to keep on looking because they know that they just need to open a newspaper anywhere in America and there will be a great deal somewhere in there staring at them. You just have to identify it. How can I say with such confidence that there are great deals, Jim? Because every day of the week in this country, there are people who have some bizarre reason for selling below true value.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a divorce situation. It might be that they're too stingy to get an appraiser in to figure out what it's worth, and someone's letting it go for $50,000 below value because they're saving $600.
And somebody's going to buy it from them. It might as well be you. But what you've got to do in order to take advantage of your advice is you've got to be able to be in a position. You got to know about it. One of the things I tell young people when they say they're looking for a house, I say what you ought to do is not plan on buying that house for at least a year. Take a year to go into the marketplace, look around, see what's available. Something may happen before a year, but at least what you're doing is you're making yourself available to the possibilities.
That is so true.
If you stay home, if you don't read the paper, if you don't ask anybody, if you don't check anything out, then that deal every 10 years that Dolph talked about, it's going to go right by you. Stand by, quick break. We'll be right back with Dr. Dolph Berus, the author of 101 Ways to Massively Increase the Value of Your Real Estate. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Dolph Berus, that is. He's the author of a number of books. Dolph, how many books have you written?
I've got 6 published books at this stage.
All right. And they can find those at DolphDerus.com.
That is correct, yes.
Or wherever fine books are sold.
That's right.
And a couple of places where they're not so fine.
That's
DolphDerus.com. And just like Blasting Game, don't put anything extra in there. Just sound it out and spell it, Dolph Berus. What else will we find when we get to your website, Dolph?
Well, there are a lot of resources there. I've been writing a monthly column for about 10 years now, in fact, over 10 years. So there are many archives of those columns there. We also have software, Jim, to analyze real estate, because a lot of people, they know to go out, look at a lot of deals, and they'll end up with 3 or 4 that they'll say, you know, these sound the best deals to me. But then they have no way of knowing should they buy this property or not. So we developed software. Gee, we started off with a DOS version, originally in a Macintosh version, and moved on to Windows 3.1 and 3.11.
I really
am
glad you offer that, because I'll tell you, folks, especially if you're working on commercial property, either multifamily or commercial real estate, if you don't know this industry, and you want to get into it, you seriously need to find some kind of a program like Dolph's that and I used one. I started using one over 20 years ago, Dolph. I found one over 20 years ago that helped me to understand a lot better about how commercial real estate, not only how it works, but how to build a financial statement for it, and how to project the value, and it really helped me to be a better real estate investor.
Well, of course, and I'm so excited to hear this, because people, when they hear about software to analyze real estate, they think to themselves, okay, I'll get it when I have a deal to analyze. But you just said something which is so important, and that is when you have a tool like this, you learn things you didn't know before.
Yeah.
Suddenly you start to realize how sensitive a property deal might be to an increase in the mortgage interest rate.
Right.
I might not be sensitive to that at all, but I might well be sensitive to any increases in rentals.
Well, and you can play around with this. They're actually kind of fun, folks. You can play around with the occupancy rate and see, and you can literally go change the occupancy rate by 5% and then go see what that does to your cash flow.
Exactly.
And it's really kind of fun to play around with it like that. And also, the other thing that I did because I had been a little bit of a real estate investor before I bought one of these, I actually found some items in there that I wasn't paying attention to. And it kind of scared me a little bit, because I realized that I was, you know, maybe about to make some mistakes.
Right. So the software is great from that perspective. We also have management software, and we've got ideas and links on our website. So it's a real resource.
An awful lot of free stuff, though. Not just stuff you can buy. You got a lot of free stuff, like your articles and that sort of
thing. Absolutely. A lot of it is free. And, you know, there is so much free stuff on the web on real estate. There are so many sites. There are great ones, which just give you an unending stream of information and inspiration. Because I'll say it again, real estate is not just a little bit better than other investments. It's not even just a lot better than other investments. It's hundreds and times, even thousands of times better. Because you can get leverage of your money. You can get a mortgage to buy real estate, which you can't get for most other things. Then once you've bought the real estate, it could be worth a lot more than the money you paid for it. Someone sold it at a cheap price.
You know something else, Dolph? We were talking earlier about the life of a small business and the ownership of the business itself, and the ownership of the real estate being sort of two parallel universes going on at the same time. I can't tell you how many times, and I know you've seen this too, I can't tell you how many times I've seen the business, which once had been great, go through a tough time, maybe a slow economy or whatever. But because the owners had built up equity in their real estate, they were able to refinance their real estate and literally save the business. Whereas if they had been renting, they would not have been able to do that.
That is true. I know many instances like that. And even more interestingly, I guess, there are businesses that I know of where the business has gone under, literally, but the real estate has become so valuable that the owners decided it was better to rent the premises out to someone else and just collect the passive income in the form of rent.
Yep.
They were making more money and working 0 hours a week instead of 70 hours a week. It's all possible when you get real estate.
But it is a profession, folks. It is a discipline, and you can't do it. It's not for the faint of heart, and it's not for people who aren't willing to study it and understand it, because it can be dangerous if you just think it's easy, because it's not easy.
It can be. But here's another interesting thing. The amount of study you have to do.
15 seconds, Dolph.
To be successful in real estate is a lot less than the study you'd have to do to run the business.
That's the truth. That is true. Dolph, give us your website one more time.
It's www.dolphderuth.com.
Check it out, folks. Check out some of that free stuff there. And don't forget to check out his articles. Thank you, Dolph. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure again. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks. Dolph DeRuth, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.